couple of slots. Everyone's convinced that Nature Strip will get the slot. I'm not saying that it's not going to be, but I don't think it's a done deal right now. The information that I'm hearing is that the parties of Nature Strip and the Australian Turf Club are just to-ing and fro-ing on who will ride this horse. Who will ride Nature Strip? Will it be a regular local that Darren Weir uses, or will it be an overseas jockey? I think that's the foil at this stage on the slot with Nature Strip. Who's going to get the next slot? The last one it could possibly be. Max Whitby and Neil Werrett have that slot, and Max Whitby is joining us. Morning, Max.
Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Very well. Have you had anything to do with anything in your life, anything like the Everest?
No. As you know, it was... We were late last year, but this is getting a bit ridiculous. I guess that we had Minari, as you know, and we didn't make it. So we just had to take our time, and we had a close look at a couple of good horses, and they've got away in us. And I think, without being a smarty, it's come back on our lap, I think, mate. You know, when you've got horses like, you know, Home of the Brave, Hudson's performance the other day. I'd like to see the Japanese horse go around this weekend again. And, of course, that wet track specialist of Chrissy Lewis, Laramon.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me, I haven't seen it, but they tell me Prompt Response, Barrichild, well, in Gosford yesterday. Or New
it
Gosford,
did. It yeah, no, it did. It jumped, and look, I've made a short list of names, which I'll go through, and it's probably putting you in a little bit of a corner, but I'll mention them, and you can give us your opinions on them. It is such a hard thing now, Max, for us. You know, we're discussing and who's going to get these last couple of slots and things. But as owners of this slot, you and Neil, can you give us how you're playing it yourself?
Well, as you know, Neil's pretty laid-back bloke with all his success and in business and in horse racing. He's a great bloke to do business with. So we talk every day, sort of thing. And, you know, we talk a few times on Saturday afternoons, Saturday nights and Sundays. And so we're just taking it as a seat. There's a lot of options. That's probably the bottom line, mate. You know, as I just ran off a few names there, and they're consequently got a bit more testing done this weekend, etc. So, and I reckon there's a winner in those four or five names.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Is there a cut-off point that you've got to decide?
Not really. You know, you go to the Premier, which is, what's that, Saturday, 2 weeks out, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably the very worst. I think my mate Damo went there last year. Damien Flower, he's a good judge. He's gone a bit earlier this year. Good luck to him. But basically, honestly, mate, no pressure yet.
Yep, understand. All right, so...
As I was walking in the office this morning, I had a phone call from a prominent trainer, from a prominent stud. He said, he heard apparently I was on the... You're saying I'm going to be on the... And he said, you can make an announcement if you want.
Prominent owner, prominent trainer involved with the stud.
That's right, correct. And a good kid, doing a good job there.
Okay. Well, let's start with Home of the Brave.
Yeah.
What did you think of the win on Saturday?
I thought it was fantastic. It was very strong, finished well, everything you wanted to see.
Hootson?
Best times, apparently. Performed very well. The last couple were great. You know, the horse failed last prep. Looks like it's come back bigger and stronger, mate. Finished off very well, and the time's very good.
Have you looked, or would you like to wait for the Moya in a perfect world to see a few of these tackle Nature Strip like a horse like Vidora?
I would say that'll definitely be a yardstick for that race because for a lot of reasons, and you've explained most of them, yep.
Yeah, because, she's a bit forgotten, Vidora. I'm not pushing up one way or the other, but it's just that we haven't seen her.
That's right. It's like, you know, you haven't seen Nature Strip go over 1,200.
Yep. You mentioned that Japanese horse. That's Kimono for Darren Weir?
Yep. Darren thinks it's a very fast horse. Style of racing in Japan compared to here. You think you can be a sprinter and then ultimately come into a staying type horse.
Yep.
I don't think you can measure much from its run. Bit wide last start, first start, but he says he's got some speed, apparently.
It's entered for Saturday, so you're probably going to get to see him there. The Golden Rose is a race that is obviously high on Sydney's agenda with, now the autumn sun's going to go there. We're going to see some high-quality clashes. And does a three-year-old interest you and Neil?
Well, you wouldn't you know, I've actually, I don't mind three-year-olds. I've done some pretty good work with three-year-olds historically.
Yes, yeah.
Different distances. So at the end of the day, I think this is a tough, hard 1,200, mate. So I think I like a little bit more maturity. You know, when you look at horses like Cappy Clapper, who turned eight, I think, this year, there's just that you need hard, tough horses too, you know.
Yep, understand. You so mentioned...
I'm reluctant to look at three-year-olds, mate.
You've spoken about there with Prompt Response and Lou Remain, who Chris has decided to come to Sydney on Saturday and tackle Winks in that Group 1. So, again, we're going to see this horse get to this trip, but they've still got a little while that they can freshen up.
Yeah. You know, the big question, you know, most of Australia and the east coast of Australia is there going to be any water around?
Yeah.
You know, if you could get some, I've got a bit of farming interest, and we're looking at guys from Sweden calling the 60 days out and things like that. So I'm looking at the weather map globally as well as domestically.
Yeah, it's staggering.
Yeah.
So in summary, you're in no rush. You're looking at a group of, I think you said, four horses.
Yep.
You're going to give us the four?
Home of the Brave, Woodson, Tamano, Lando Remain, maybe Prompt Response. What about Chautauqua?
Well, what about Chautauqua? It can't trial until, I think, the 22nd of this month.
Be a nice old upset, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be. Yeah. So I guess their job is to get it back jumping, and
that's
then
right.
We'll wait and see. But
as I said the other day, it's a $600,000 punt. So there's a, you know, you'd better get some bloody insurances if you're going to go that way.
Yeah, no, understand.
But
time.
The old Chautauqua, I reckon could clean this mob up, mate.
I think all of us realise just how well he's going, but he's just got to jump.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just hey, the more intrigue, that'll get a bit of coverage if he gets in.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I mentioned Nature Strip and the position of the jockey, and I know that's not in your corner. I don't want you to comment on that. But the 1,200, I mean, you have to decide, you know, you need a horse that maybe is suitable at 14. So it has got that hardness that you've spoken about. Mm-hmm. Just with Nature Strip, when you watched it on Saturday, what were you thinking, Max?
I thought we're going to get beat.
Yeah. Does it come through then when it runs a course record? What do you think?
Well, you know, I didn't have a stopwatch on, mate.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
But I wish them all the luck in the world, and like all the owners, you know. God forbid Neil and I could have our own horse next year or the year after, but that's another story. But, it's a good horse, and they sound like good people to deal with, and but the ATC apparently worked way down the track with getting hold of it, so.
Yep. And, mate, the other one I should ask you, Parada was one that was spoken about earlier, but it seems to be that time's just moved on now.
Mate, I was very keen, and I couldn't get really Neil to get too interested in him for a while, and it goes back to the Wagga Cup, and Brownie said to me, mate, if I had a ride, that's what I like to ride, so that sparked my attention. And Corey mentioned that to me when we went down to Wagga and Warrnambool this year, and I kept my eye on it. And we had them in for a good, solid meeting. Nice young guy that holds the major position in the horse. And old mate came in as well. We had a good chat. And, you know, these sort of deals this year, probably more so than last, there's more maybe buying into stallion prospects, maybe taking, you know, having stallion rights, et cetera. Then you can mix up the sort of the deals of, you know, the percentages, et cetera, and the nomination fees. There's more of that going on I can hear behind the scenes, but I think they had lofty aspirations for the price for him ultimately at stud.
Yep.
And I try to remind him that it could be a pretty busy year next year with Trapeze Artists and Kementari, and, you know, he's going to go to stud. And it gets busy sometimes, and you've got to take that into consideration. They were concerned that they wanted Group 1 status, and that's why they said, well, if we don't do the Everest, because it doesn't have Group 1 status, and that's controversial in itself.
Hmm.
I try to take him down the road. There's plenty of Group 1 winners in it. And I think in the catalogue in a couple of years' time, regardless if it's the Group 1 race or not, that'll be a position that you said you won the Everest. That'll stand you in good stead and stud. But all things considered, they've decided to go the other way, and let's go to Melbourne. Spoke to Greg a few times. In fact, he rang me on Sunday morning, not to talk about that horse, but another horse of mine that I got with him. And I'm not ringing you about that. I'm not ringing you about that. And that was fair enough. And a little setback. So I actually like the horse, and it's been in my mind since May. So there you go. But it's not in contention. They should be taken out of the market, mate. It was like winks in the market. It distorts the punt, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. We appreciate you coming on. For us, we want to know every word that you're thinking. So you didn't have to come on this morning because you aren't in a position to announce anything. But it just gives our listeners and I think all concerned trainers and prospective horses, it just has given them a feel of what you're thinking with Neil. Good luck with it over the next week or so. Thanks a lot,
Max. Thank you, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.